Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. Throughout this Conquered series, we have been trying to find new and innovative ways to conquer the weaknesses that keep us from achieving enduring superlative success. Throughout this Conquered series, we have made an honest attempt to stoke the passion within the seeker to go ahead and achieve new levels of creativity, productivity, and overall success. Keeping in line with our previous episodes, today we are going to essentially focus on an important aspect. Today, we are going to learn about the ways in which we can conquer mediocrity. Mediocrity is a queer thing indeed. Most of the times, if you look at life dispassionately, you will realize that a man who wallows in mediocrity indeed seems happier than a man who aspires to be extraordinary. Many times in life, we see people embracing their mediocrity with great gusto and insurmountable vigor. What many people fail to understand is the fact that mediocrity is indeed healthy for your life. But then if it is so, then why am I referring to it as a negative trait in this glorious monologue? The reason why I refer to mediocrity as a negative trait is that it keeps the individual from realizing his true potential. Mediocrity in every way is responsible for inducing laziness and complacency within a person. A mediocre person would never expect much out of life and would never be willing to exert efforts beyond a point. He would always be happy with what he gets, and beyond that, he would see no reason that would justify his toil. What this essentially accomplishes is that it keeps the person from truly achieving his potential. Owing to his mediocrity and the laziness that sets in, the individual never makes a conscious effort to self-introspect. He never truly makes a conscious effort to realize his potential. Thus the greater part of his energy always remains unused. The world is filled to the brim with hypocrites who truly crave for mediocrity but are unwilling to acknowledge the same. Many times an individual has superlative ambitions, but to fulfill those ambitions he is unwilling to make the sacrifices that are demanded of him. He wants the world to recognize him as an extraordinary person, but yet, within himself, he bears the same mundane desires that are native to any human being. Thus, this creates a paradox within the individual, wherein his aspirations are in utter disagreement. On one hand, he desires greatness, and on other, he desires the most basest of desires, which are totally and equally opposite to his aspirations of greatness. Consequently, there comes a point where the individual realizes that all his desires can never be fulfilled. While the prudent thing at this point would be for the individual to introspect and accept his hypocrisy, he goes on to ceaselessly curse his fate. Man is a marvelous creation of God. He is ordained with great gifts of intellect and intuition. Utilized properly, they would propel him to great heights. Every man has within himself the power to rise above the mediocre human tendencies and aspire for greatness. All it requires of the individual is determination and an understanding of the aforementioned fact. You have to let go the small for the big for the bigger, and the bigger for the biggest. Mediocrity essentially has its roots in mundane human desires. To conquer it, one would have to truly rise above his momentary impulses and with great determination, devotion, and dedication work towards achieving enduring superlative success in life. In the end, what I would say is that to willfully conquer mediocrity is indeed an impossible task. It takes great inner strength and resolve to rise above the mass of humanity and prove yourself to be different. It takes undying efforts to truly achieve greatness. It takes unimaginable pain to get to the top. To be willing to do so, you would need to have that superlative ambition within yourself, not as a momentary thought or a whimsical impulse, but as a ceaseless torrent of will and determination. That one ambition, that one desire, that one solitary yearning for superlative success and enduring greatness would ensure that no shade of mediocrity sets into you. That would ensure that no hint of a mediocre desire would ever shake your resolve. I often say that 1,000 broken dreams pave the road to greatness. Through mediocrity, you would be able to achieve the 1,000 impulsive desires. But true greatness, it shall always remain beyond your scope. But if you have within yourself the resolve and the determination to outlast and outlive your self-centered instinctive desires, you will find true greatness awaiting you with open arms. Take care.